One of the first pieces of classical music I learned about is the overture to Wagner's opera Tannhäuser. This overture actually represents in miniature the plot of the entire opera. First, we hear a softly approaching hymn, which is the song of the pilgrims chorus. They're on their way to Rome or somewhere. Then the scene shifts to the Garden of Venus, which represents the temptations of our hero. The hero enters and begins a rhapsodic song to the beauty of Venus, but then the pilgrims are heard in the distance returning, and their chorus drowns out Venus, and our hero is saved. Wagner was rather a simple fellow who wrote complex music. He was vilified about the time of World War II because the Nazis loved Wagner's music. Today, we take the view that if we start a witch hunt to posthumously persecute anybody who was an inspiration to the Nazis, it would never end. There were lots of people who were associated with the Nazis. Wilhelm Furtwängler, Herbert von Karajan, Konrad Lorenz. The Nazis liked the color brown. So what are we going to do? Not wear brown? I hate the Nazis of that time and of this time, but I wear plenty of brown, so sue me. Anyway, Wagner's Tannhäuser and the Pilgrim's Chorus, and I hope you love it as much as I do.
Thank you.
story of Tristram and Isolde in the legend of King Arthur is a tragedy. A young knight is sent out to Ireland to bring a princess to marry King Mark of Cornwall. But on the voyage back, the young knight, Tristram, falls in love with the princess. The story ends with the young lovers drinking poison together. The overture to Tristram and Isolde is just a brilliant piece of music by Wagner. I'm just going to play the opening few seconds just to put you in a lousy mood for the end of the show. But this is an important piece of music and you might just find these bars fascinating. That was the ending of Leonard Bernstein's overture to his famous opera Candide. this piece yet. Here's the last part of it, and by the end of this you should know exactly what it is. That was the 1812 Overture by Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky, in a version in which there were the actual chorus singing the choral parts, which are left out for the sake of convenience in most American performances. That's it for Archie's Archives, listeners, for this week. Thank you for listening, and I hope you tune in again next week. And this is Archie saying, Arrivederci, or ciao.